Episode 2313, What Do You Have?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. How are you feeling? Did you get up on the right side of the bed, or was it the left side of the bed? Notice how I did that? You thought I was going to say you got up on the wrong side of the bed. No, you did not, because this is the day that you get to go out and impact the world that you touch. It is Mindset Monday. It's time to get your leadership on. What do you have? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Here you are holding back and falling into a season, an empty season. So many undone lists with questions about the next steps for your everyday. What do you have? Why rely only on what can be given? The answer lies in the question, what do you have? We can chase what everyone else has and what everyone else is doing, but then you would be trying to utilize skills that belong to someone else. What do you have? And really, what are you after? Many times we are looking for the shortcuts, the hacks of life that allow us to reap the rewards with little work. Come on, be honest with yourself. You're trying to build that business. It's hard work. And there are days that you're like, I just don't want to do anything. And you fall into that slumber of not doing anything. We become extra lazy. And with good intentions too, not the laziness, but what we really want. However, the trap door opens up and down you fall. I'm not good enough. Why can't I have what she has? What's wrong with me? If only I could do it better. What if I had chosen this? Where I want to be, I'm not. And that makes me angry, so angry. Life dishes out most of what is not expected. Don't live within the constraints of your expectations. Instead, what do you have? What do you really have? Are you willing to go after it? Is it the dream that you really desire, or is it for attention? These are hard questions. And some things that we're like, you know what, if I can have it easy, I want it. But man, if I have to work, I don't. What do you have? Give and it will be given to you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Give and it will be given to you. You hold back, so does the rest of the world. I'm just going to say it like it is. Because the rest of the world doesn't care about you. Seriously. But if you're willing to give, the rest of the world will give back too. And more importantly, God gives back. God gives to you. But you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to do those miles. You have to be willing to take steps. Life isn't about what you get to take, but what you get to give. So what does it look like in real life to give? And it will be given to you. Number one, use what you have. How many times? Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, this is not the right time. Oh, I just had a baby. Oh, my marriage sucks. Oh, if only I had a different boss. Oh, I mean, come on. We name it, right? Over and over and over and over and over again. Because we don't want to look in the mirror and take responsibility. We want to place the blame on everybody else. If I only had this. Stop it. Use what you have. You are an incredible woman who can conquer the world and live your dreams. Period. End of story. But you have to drop the excuses and use what you have. Maybe you are limited on financial resources. Maybe you haven't won the Mega Millions or the Powerball. Guess what? Neither has the majority of the rest of the world. So use what you have. Drop those excuses. If you know that you have $30 to spend and that's it, every single month to build your business, what can you do to start that? What can you do to begin to build a platform? Believe it or not, for $30 a month, you can still do something incredible. I know. I've been there. I started with that. And I just did it one step at a time, one day at a time. But you've got to let go of what you don't have and use what you do have. Number two, search. Search for what is available now. Utilize your resources. Instead of always looking to what you don't have, look for what is available now, your connections, your knowledge. I hear it all the time. Oh, I need this certification. Oh, if I could only go back to school. There are some things that do require you to get your certifications, do require you to have a bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree, right? There are certain professions, but you know, in today's world, there's a lot of things you can do without certifications, without a degree or a doctor behind your name. Does that help? It might, but it depends on what you're looking for. Do you need a doctor behind your name to have an incredible marriage? No, you don't, but you got to be willing to do the work. Search for what is available now. You're saying, well, I don't have enough money. Okay. Who do you know that's maybe been through what you are going through? And you could knock on their door and say, you know what? I got a couple questions. Would you mind if I spent some time with you? Can we go get a cup of coffee? Can I buy you a cup of coffee and just run a few things by you? Get your opinion, get your thoughts, your advice. Most of us have things right in front of us, but we're always looking for what we don't have. And when you search for something that you don't have, you're always going to find what you don't have. Well, I don't have that certification. I don't have that brand new car. I don't have that amazing brand new phone with all the bells and whistles. Oh, I can't do selfies. I can't sit here and post on my social media about my business because I don't have this. I need a ring light. Maybe you're thinking of homeschooling your children. School is coming to an end now. You're like, why are we talking about homeschooling? Because you know what? Right now is when you begin to start to make those decisions. I just recently got an email from my son's high school. We are now registering for next year, and there are lots of different options available. Some of which were created because of COVID-19 and the pandemic. But that means I have to make some decisions, and I can't wait for 3 or 4 months. I got to know right now because I got to register him. And I can sit here and throw things up in the air and make my list of pros and cons. But ultimately, instead of trying to sit here and say, okay, well, what if this, or if this happened, or wait, if we went through that, no, search for what is available now. I got to look at where my son is, what he needs now, and make the best decision from there. I know some people are even considering homeschooling for the very first time. They've done hybrid learning or online learning, and they're like, why am I doing this? I would rather just have the curriculum and be able to teach it at my tempo. Allow me to take my kids through it as they progress through their skills. There's a lot happening in this world. We as women, and men too, we juggle a lot. We're incredible. And by the way, if you're a mom, happy belated Mother's Day. Maybe you're coming off of, oh my gosh, can you believe I went to the big box store, I did laundry, more dishes, I still cooked dinner, and well, I got to play with some kids and change some diapers. Yep, it's Mother's Day every day. But it's still something you can smile about because it's a blessing. But it's unfortunate that what happens is that we don't see what we have. We always want what we don't have. So you got to use what you have and search for what is available now to you. Utilize those resources. And finally, number three, create what is yours to give. Pour out to those who need your gifts and talents. Don't sit there and hold them back. Don't bury your talents. You're to share them. That's a gift to the world. But if you sit there and say, well, I don't know. I'm not really prepared for this. I need to think on it a little bit. You know how much longer you're going to be thinking? I know because I've been there. I've had stuff on the back burner and then I get it ramped up and I'm just like a blink and a half away from saying, here it is. And then I pull back again. I'm like, oh, why do I do that? There's many reasons why we do that. Sometimes we're fearful. We're scared because we don't know the outcome. We're wondering about those, oh my gosh, what ifs, the should haves, would haves, could haves in life. At some point, we have to say, stop. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. I love that. That's Luke 6, verse 38. You have good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And when you give, it's going to be given back to you. How you measure, you too will be measured. Hence the saying, which you probably have heard, what comes around goes around. What are you willing to give? Oh, but wait, are you willing to give only your, it's okay, I'm just going to share the halfway good stuff? Or are you willing to share your best stuff, your best self? Because I want to ask you a tough question, one that I wrestle with myself in all areas of my life. Name a pillar, and I'm looking at it with this question. What's stopping you? What's really stopping you? Because most of us, including me, we don't want to be honest with ourselves. We don't want to answer that question because it's a hard one. Stop dragging your heels and dig in. What do you have? What do you have to give? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. But if you keep holding back, if you keep looking at your season, your to-do list, going, gosh darn it, do you know how many things I have undone? Do you know how many things I have undone? Too many I can't even count anymore. I was sitting down yesterday, very grateful because I had all of my babies here with me. Yeah, I was spoiled on Mother's Day. Did I get to lounge by the beach and have a spa day and not cook and, you know, have everything just brought to me? Nope. I went to two stores. I did three full complete things of dishes. Yes, that means I ran the dishes and emptied the dishwasher three times throughout the day. I cooked 2.5 times, so to speak. I had some snacks in there, but you know the snacks, yeah, they were processed, so it doesn't count. I gave a bath to my grandbaby. We had an explosion. Yes, TMI, I know, in the diaper. It caused it. We had to take a bath. Cleanup after cleanup. Cleaning up after the dogs. Cleaning up after the cats. Cleaning up after the children. And my children, not counting my grandbaby, they're 16 years and older. Should I really, at this stage of my life, be cleaning up after them? No, but what am I doing? Cleaning up after them. Now, I could sit here and wallow in my tag nabbit, I'm not sitting here next to the beach getting what I want and just doing what I want. No, I see the blessings. I was spoiled on Mother's Day. I had all my babies under one roof. Yes, I was missing my son-in-law because he's traveling right now. But I did get to chat with him just briefly. But it's one of those things where I think we really look to the ease of life. We want to drive through and we want to pick out the life that we want. We want to take that plan and we want to hit the go button and we want everything to fall into place. But it doesn't work that way. There are twists and turns. There are speed bumps. There are potholes. There are detour signs. There are accidents. all this stuff gets in the way when you're trying to just live out the plan that you picked up through a drive-thru saying, this is what I want. It doesn't work that way. We don't always get what we want. But I can tell you this, no matter what life throws at you, you still have gifts and talents. You still have choices to be made. You can choose to react to the world and what life dishes out at you, or you can choose to respond accordingly. So don't let an empty season, don't let undue to-do list, don't let back burner ideas sit there and hogtie you to, well, I'm just going to sit back and wait for another day. Because you may be saying that for the next 35 years or more. You've got too much talent, too many gifts to bury. It's time you utilize them. Change occurs when movement happens, and that movement opens doors to everyday miracles. So that empty season you might be feeling, it's a feeling. Let the feeling go and tap into what you do have. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.